Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. What do you got going on tonight? Anything exciting? I'm always hoping that you, single guy, you're going to be doing a lot of stuff that I don't do anymore. Anything exciting happening?
Let's see. Well, when I get home, I'm waiting for some contractor type guys to come over to fix some things around the house.
Okay.
Beyond that, you know.
No big parties.
It's a Wednesday night. Uh-huh. Not a whole lot happens on a Wednesday night. But the Pistons playing, it's not even a cup game, so I don't know if I care so much.
You're going to watch anyway?
Yeah. Got wrestling tonight.
Do you?
Well, AEW, All Elite Wrestling is tonight.
Is that not a big deal? Is it a big deal?
No, I always record it, and the question is, do I watch it live or not? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't anticipate going out tonight. I don't think any of the bands I follow are playing out tonight.
Red Wings play tonight, right?
Red Wings play Pittsburgh tonight, so I'll be watching that. That's there you go.
I'm a little disappointed because I'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. I missed them by a day.
Mm.
It'd be fun as hell to me.
You're going to spend the night in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
Yep. Yinzers.
You're going to go on the incline?
Probably not, Gator. I don't think we're going to go on the incline. But yes, I missed the Red Wings by a day.
Seeing relatives?
No, all my relatives have moved out of Pittsburgh. Okay. Yep.
You want to see my relatives?
Do I?
See my Uncle Tom?
He's in, where in Pittsburgh?
Wexford.
I'm very familiar with Wexford, right next to Bradford Woods, just south of Zeeley and Opal.
Yeah. See my cousin? I think he's in Cranberry.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that exit off the turnpike, Cranberry exit. Big soccer facility you drive past on the right there. Yeah, my grandparents were in Bradford Woods for a bunch of years. Then my grandmother moved up to Zeeley and Opal, but Coryapolis had relatives in Coryapolis too. But they've since all moved to Mabel Karsh, Fritz Karsh. May they rest in peace. Mabel and Fritz, grandparents.
People named Mabel and Fritz are no longer with us.
We don't see a lot of Mabels and Fritzes anymore, do you?
No.
And Barney the dog. Love Barney the dog.
But R.I.P.
One of the great, my grandparents' house and the people next door, they built football goalposts in their yard. And I could be in my grandparents' yard, put the ball on the tee and try and kick it through the goalposts. It was like the greatest thing ever as a kid. I couldn't believe I got to do this. These just random people built some goalposts in their yard.
Huh.
And so, and they were the old school, you know, with the H. It was basically the H.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. So I'd always bring a football and a tee, and I'd stand in my grandparents' front yard and try and kick field goals into the neighbor's yard.
I like it.
Yep. So anyway, it was fun. You ready for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
Yes, because I'm getting hungry.
Okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting one.
Now, just so you know, Doug, we've done this before where something here during the Are You Going to Eat That segment inspires me to go get something to eat. In the house right now, basically all I have are fixings for a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And deli chicken with Munster cheese, which I'm not opposed to. I'm looking forward to it. But if you've got something up your sleeve there.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, the last one was the Mexi-Melt.
Yeah.
And you committed on the spot.
I was so excited.
You're like, I'm going to get the last one on my way home. Will you commit right here, right now, to the last one?
No. I can't commit before I... Because there's a lot of stuff here that I don't like, which we go through. I have not... Now, if we do this segment, I never know what it is.
No.
But there's a lot that comes up, and I'm like, absolutely not. Not going to try.
Sure you won't commit to the last one?
I'm not going to commit. I'm not going to say I'm absolutely going to not do it either, though.
Okay. Because it's ingenuity.
Oh, ingenuity.
Always tastes good, right?
Yeah. Mm.
All right, here we go. This was linked and sent to me. Apparently, it's available on Amazon. Fried egg and sea salt flavored chips. Imagine the perfect fried egg. Now imagine that exact flavor in a potato chip. It's that good. Gator fried egg chips.
Look, I would
eat that.
I would try it, but Ken, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you think this would just smell like a fart?
Eggs can do that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, eggs can be like that.
Like if you open a bag of these...
Open a bag of farts?
Fried eggs, fried egg chips. I imagine if you get a whiff, it's going to smell like a fart.
Yeah. I'm hoping they tested this out first.
I mean, it's a chip. Would I try a chip?
Basically say, yeah, I'll do it. It sounds horrible, but I'll do it.
But I want to try. I'd try it, but yeah. You wouldn't try a chip?
Not a fried egg chip, no.
A chip?
Wait, what do you want me to say? No, I'm never going to eat this, ever.
I'd try it.
You got to try it.
I love the salted snacks.
It might smell like a fart.
It might not. You don't know.
I'm not a huge fried egg guy either. So,
fart egg?
Well, it's not fried egg.
two yeses and a no, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Arby's has a Thanksgiving menu, including the deep fried turkey gobbler.
Okay.
This is a thick sliced deep fried turkey breast with crispy onions and everything seasoning. Swiss cheese, savory herb spread, lettuce and tomato on a toasted buttery brioche bun, oven roasted and deep fried.
I may pick that up today. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, you will.
That sounds delicious.
It is a yes.
Am I wrong, Kang, or does that sound delicious?
If you're wrong, I don't want to be right, man. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. You put that in a sandwich, I'm all in.
You had deep fried turkey?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I'm a yes on this.
This
is something I may actually eat.
Do you think Evan would pick us up some before the end of the show?
If Evan were cool. I don't know if Evan's one of the cool kids.
That sounds really good.
Okay. So all three of us say yes to that. Next up, at Minnesota football games, you can get apple fries. They are like French fries, except they're made with apple, and they're coated in cinnamon sugar and served with a caramel dipping sauce. Apple fries.
Okay, I'm assuming these are deep fried, or they're cooked of some kind. It's not a raw apple.
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
Well, I'd have to assume.
Well, it says these are properly cooked up apple fries, and they are, well.
Yes.
Yeah, they're cooked.
100% I would. If it were raw, I can't do it because I'm allergic to raw apples, but. You deep fry this thing or however you cook it. And yeah, I mean, this sounds like a delicious dessert.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
You crush this.
I mean, a la mode too would be something nice, right?
Yeah, a little ice cream there.
Yeah.
I think I'd try these.
There you go!
I think I would.
He'd work out a lot after though.
You had him an apple.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do like the apples, and this sounds
lifetime
actually
on the
pretty
hips,
good.
But it might be worth it.
Yeah, a moment. Yeah.
It could be. All right, finally.
A moment.
There's a German butcher.
Hang on. This is the one that you wanted me to commit to, right?
Yes.
Sight unseen.
Yep.
And it starts with, so there's a German butcher. Brings all types of visions right now. The movie Hostel comes to mind, and it does not sound good, but go ahead.
Okay. German butcher named Michael Reese. Ingenuity here.
You can't be named Michael Reese and say you're a German butcher. Give him a different name.
Says Michael Reese. Rice? Reese?
I don't know. Call him Johann Stuttgart or something. I mean, that sounds better than Michael Reese.
Okay, so it's Michael Reese. Germany's facing a growing issue with raccoons.
Absolutely not. I mean, what? Germany's being overrun by raccoons?
It's believed there are 2 million raccoons in Germany.
That's
currently
a lot of raccoons.
And that number's on the rise. Reese, a hunter as well as a butcher. And this is raccoon hunting season in Germany. He was able to call 200 of the pests on his own. Instead of throwing it away, he took the meat and turned it into sausage. Raccoon sausage,
nope.
Gator.
Nope. I am disgusted by this on a number of different levels. First of all, I love raccoons.
What?
I think raccoons are awesome. They're awesome to look at. They're funny. I could watch raccoon videos all day. They're amazing. Are they destructive? You betcha. Get in your garbage, throw it all over the place. But the fact that they can use their hands, it's not even a paw. Those are hands, man. These creatures are amazing. And this guy's going to butcher them and turn them into sausage.
Yep.
This person is inhuman.
Wait a second. It's inhuman because you like raccoons?
That's right.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's also inhuman because, I mean, raccoon's a filthy animal. I mean, what are you doing?
There
are you going to eat a filthy animal like that?
He's turned it into sausage.
Well, I get it. We eat pigs.
So Gator's a no. Kang, you are...
First of all, I appreciate raccoons as well, Gator. It's kind of strange that they're clever, right?
So
are you serious?
Birds bother you, but you like raccoons.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close.
Birds
raccoons over birds. That's not even the same... No. Not even the same category. But am I going to eat a raccoon sausage? No. Of course not. That sounds terrible. Sounds disgusting. I know Doug's in, though, because it is the other white meat. Right,
yeah,
Doug?
Right, exactly.
I mean,
no,
part of me...
All.
There's a big part of me that wishes that we could domesticate raccoons.
I know.
And I just want to pet a raccoon. Hey, buddy, how are you? Same thing with skunks. I love skunks, but, you know, of course, the problem with skunks.
So you wouldn't eat sausage made out of skunk meat?
No, I would not do that. I wouldn't eat a squirrel.
But it's sausage.
Right, and no.
All right,
I want my sausage the old-fashioned way.
Germany's
slaughter
gone.
A pig or slaughter a cow.
Well, Germany's gone too far with the sausage, man. Yeah. I mean, they've run out of things to make out of sausage or what out there?
They're trying to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Right?
So there you go, another addition.
Yeah, I was right to think a hostile when we first started this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.